Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go Cats!
And James Strebel.
Hey, go Cats!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
Says adult night out. Did Strebel go to Cirilla's? It's a good question.
No, he didn't make it.
None of that.
No.
Nothing says little romance
like Cirilla's.
Yankees Red Sox tonight, 7:30 MLB playoffs right here on ESPN. Louisville, also a couple different reminders. Louisville, Virginia, all that pre and post game coverage, Miller Lite pre and post game coverage will be over on 93.9 The Ville this week. We'll get you ready for the Cards and the Cavs. And then obviously, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post game show, Strebel and Entz, they got you covered directly following the game here live for Mark Stoops and much more. It's all coming up at about 10:30 or so on Saturday night right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Well, let's talk about that game on Saturday between Kentucky and LSU. Bill Embody joins us from 24/7 Sports. Go 247.com. Bill, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
Man, we are good. We got not terrible football teams. Kentucky is showing promise. We'll see what happens there. Louisville's 3-2, which we thought that was going to be a lot worse. So everyone's feeling okay about that. And we're moving towards college basketball season. Well, let me ask you this, because I find LSU to be a fascinating team. Generic, general question to start things out, Bill. What is the state of where this team is? Whether it's dysfunction, whether that's, you know, overblown by the national media, where is this team as they head into Lexington on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know if dysfunction's the right word as much as it's just not as talented as it looked going into this year. And there are glaring issues at multiple positions on this team, specifically really the offensive line that's getting a lot of the pub lately. The run game has been non-existent. Max Johnson, the quarterback, has faced a little bit of pressure for the most part in every single game that they've played this year. And right now there just aren't any answers. So there's a lot of questions around the program, of course, and this game will be a big one for Ed Ogeron in terms of the direction of this team this year, and who knows, maybe how his tenure fares the rest of the way at LSU. And that's kind of the easiest way to sum it up. It's not as much dysfunction as it is they just have questions and they don't have answers right now.
Preseason, what were the expectations preseason with this team? They've obviously underachieved, but how much do you think they've actually underachieved?
Yeah, for me, they were a boom or bust team going into the season. And this was a team that you could see maybe Jake Pete, the offensive coordinator, finding a way to rekindle some of the 2019 magic just in terms of the offensive scheme and how they get guys involved and moving fast and doing all those things with the quarterback and Max Johnson, who is returning. On the opposite side of the ball, Durante Jones took over, and he's got a talented defensive line. The defensive line is one of the bright spots of this team. He had two All-American corners in Derek Stingley and Eli Ricks. Who knows if we'll see Stingley play again for LSU.
Mm-hmm.
They had some areas of concern, but a lot of people just felt like with the scheme changes up front, so many players returning, some talent at the wide receiver position, some talent at the running back position, they were going to be able to make things work and get back on the right side of the SEC. No one was expecting them to go to UCLA and look out-athleted,
right?
Definitely out-coached. That was kind of the thing that right off the bat you said, oh boy, all right, this team might not be as talented as people thought going into this year, and they're going to have a lot of issues, and so far they really have.
Where are their areas of talent? You mentioned wide receiver. You mentioned some defensive ends. Is that it? And then I want to ask you about your running game, because usually it's crazy to think that an LSU team doesn't have two, three NFL running backs on their roster at one time. That's what we grew up, Bill. That's what we're used to seeing with LSU. So where is the talent then?
Exactly. I mean, I'll completely agree with you on the running back position. You know, Ty Davis Price is just not right now looking like the veteran they expected. John Emery was ruled ineligible for the season. He was a former five-star with a lot of talent. But back to the strengths, wide receiver with Kayshon Boutte, that's a strength right there. I mean, he's probably the best receiver in the country at this point in my mind. Just what he's able to do without much help at all. You look at this wide receiver core, and Jack Besh is going to be a good player for LSU for the next couple of years. Deion Smith, Malik Nabers, those players. But all those guys I'm mentioning are true freshmen and having to step up. So that receiving core is a little green outside of Kayshon Boutte, but certainly talented. Eli Ricks is one of the best corners in the country. Defensive line, they have a lot of talent there. Mason Smith, a former five-star. Ollie Gay, one of the better defensive linemen in the SEC, who's been nicked up a little bit. B.J. Ojulari, they've got some depth at that position just overall, and that kind of helps make the defense go a little bit. They were dealt a tough blow, and Andre Anthony was out for the season with a knee injury. He was one of their best defensive ends. Linebacker, they're kind of rotating guys, and it's, again, kind of boom or bust with Damone Clark there. And what he brings each week. Safety is a position that has kind of been solidified but still rears its ugly head in terms of some issues. So right now I would say those couple positions. And then I do think Max Johnson's talented. But right now he's being dealt a hand that it's really difficult to work with. He's got athleticism. He's led LSU to a win on the road at Florida last year in just his first start, and has shown the ability to sit in there under duress, under pressure, take hits, make some throws. He's got some talent. He doesn't have the biggest arm in the world, but the way he's being put into positions offensively with plays coming in late, non-existent run game, offensive line struggling, he just really hasn't been able to show it that much this year.
Bill Embody with us here. We're talking some LSU football. It's a take on ESPN 680-1057. Bill, I have a buddy, okay? I have a buddy from college who's a huge LSU fan. He's down there. He's down there all the time. In fact, my one trip to LSU is when Tennessee and Arian Foster in overtime won there. It was a night game. That's my one time there. So I was kind of picking his brain about the team, and seemingly everything is going back to the offensive coordinator. We know Joe Brady now off to the NFL and the Carolina Panthers. We know that story a couple years ago when LSU won the national title. Jake Peets, I mean, he seems to be the guy on the chopping block, whether it be he's never called a game before, never been a play caller, plays are coming in late, you have a young quarterback there. Is he enemy number one? I mean, because they did go from Joe Brady, and the last couple years we know what's happened. What about Jake Peets, offensive coordinator? That seems to be a main thing that LSU people are talking about.
Yeah, if you're looking for, quote-unquote, enemy number one, right now it's Ed Ogeron. I'll be honest with you. He comes out and says, you know, it's on me, it's on me, it's on me, which is great. Well, you've got to fix the things that are on you and your responsibility, and that includes Jake Peets. And, you know, one of the things we found out this week was that they did a lot of live play calling in fall camp, a lot of not scripting practice and going against each other because Durante Jones and Jake Peets are first-time play callers. And it's showing this year. And while Joe Brady was a first-time, even full-time assistant when he took over that LSU passing attack in 2019, the whole offense, Jake Peets just hasn't shown that same ability. And he's a bright guy. I mean, really, you know, for the most part, seems put together, all those things. But, you know, what comes down to it when the bullets are flying right now, he's trying to look for the perfect play call. And sometimes the perfect play isn't there, and you've got to just run the play and see what it gets you, whether that be in the run game, whether that be simplifying things and saying, okay, this is a play that we're going to get Kayshon Boutte the ball on a fly sweep. Get the best player on the field the ball in his hands. And LSU just hasn't done that as much as they need to. And Kayshon Boutte touches the ball a lot. But for him not to get a reception in the second half against Auburn, that was brutal. And the run game, they kind of abandoned it. And if they would have run the ball, even if it wouldn't have had, you know, much success at all, who knows? The clock maybe ticks a little bit more and they get out of there with a win and escape. But, you know, right now he's just not putting the plays into the field of play in time for the offense to have success, to make checks at the line of scrimmage if they need to. And so it's been a big struggle in that regard.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That's crazy. It really is. Bill Embody with us here on the Take on ESPN 680-1057. Go247.com following LSU. Of course, they're coming in to Kroger Field. It's a sellout. It was crazy there last weekend. I was there, Bill, and it's going to be the same thing. Are you coming into town? Are you following? Are you going to be making your way into Lexington this weekend?
We're watching from afar this week.
Okay.
We are watching from afar. It's, I mean, maybe if LSU was on a little bit
better.
More stable,
better.
You could say, hey, this is a big top 25 matchup. Let's pay for this trip to Lexington. It's one of those trips I've always wanted to make, too. I made it a couple years ago, or I guess a few years ago now, for LSU Kentucky in basketball, and that was pretty awesome. But, you know, haven't been to Kroger Field yet, it's still on the list for me.
I'll believe you. Kroger Field doesn't have to be on your list. It's okay. You've been to many other SEC places. I think you're fine. If you want to go, I'm sure Mitch Barnhart will have something for you, but it doesn't have to be on your list. Speaking of...
I like to hit them all.
Speaking of LSU basketball, this show loves Will Wade, and we're the only ones.
Hey,
but we're the only ones
he
here.
He might need to send you guys some Christmas cards or some thank yous and things like that, because there's not many out there that
no.
do.
No, we're the only ones. We're the only ones. Bill Embody with us. How salvageable, I mean, this is just, you know, generic stuff. How salvageable do you think this year is? Because, I mean, the schedule's ridiculous. Win or loss against Kentucky, and obviously it'd be great to have a win, top 20 win. I can't believe I'm saying that with, you know, the matchup between Kentucky and LSU, but, I mean, the schedule's ridiculous. I don't need to tell you how much of this is salvageable, because I don't think LSU is going to be in a bowl this year. I think that very much is possible.
Yeah, right now, I mean, it's tough for me to sit here and say that they're going to be in a bowl. I mean, this is the teeth of just the beginning of the teeth of the SEC schedule that they were going to face. They, you know, you thought maybe they'd get by Auburn with a first year coach of Brian Harsin, and things hadn't really gone well at Auburn this year. They were unable to do that. Kentucky's been a really nice surprise in the SEC. Now they've got a really, really tough game on their hands, go on the road with a lot of questions and the same issues that they've faced for the most part this year. And so then you get into Ole Miss and Alabama and Florida still, I mean, which is going to be a tough game still. It's just...
Oh, man. A&M at the end of the year.
But they've got to really circle the wagons. They did it a couple years ago. They lost to Troy, and they went on the road and beat Florida. In a game that, you know, they were able to escape and they kind of righted the ship from there. But, you know, those issues, I'm 99% sure Joe Burrow was a quarterback. If not, it was Danny Etling with a lot of pro guys around him. And I'm not so sure this team has that this year.
Fair assumption, Stingley not playing on Saturday, right? You said you may not play again there at LSU. You know, he's going to be a first-round pick coming up next year.
Yeah, it looks like they're still going through the evaluation process. And quite honestly, I at this point, I would be a little surprised if he plays again. They're just going to be really careful with him, and, you know, a lot of things on the line, obviously, for him over the next few months.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that at all. When I saw him over there, I know LSU has had a few of those. You think back to Jamar Chase with the opt-out. Bill Embody with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. All right, the generic question we always ask, you know, at the end, how do you think this plays out on Saturday? We've seen all the Kentucky games. You've seen all the LSU games. I guess what's your prediction here? If you don't want to give me a score, that's fine, but how do you think the game plays out on Saturday? And I know it's early in the week.
Yeah, so LSU hasn't scored more than 28 points against Power 5 opponents this year, which is pretty wild to even think about as well. But in that respect, I'm going to say that they stay below that. I think Kentucky's going to be able to handle them and run the football and play efficient and play good defense. And, you know, LSU's going to be one-dimensional in all likelihood. We saw what they did to Florida last week, and I think we're in for – probably another defensive struggle. I could see, honestly, the score kind of being similar to what LSU had against Auburn. I'm going to pick Kentucky in this one. Just kind of a, you know, grind it out win for Kentucky. And LSU just right now doesn't have the offensive answers for me to say that they're going to be able to keep pace.
Mark Stoops, he'd give you a big old man hug. He would love you if you say, you saw defense and running Chris Rodriguez. Boy, that's right up Stoops' alley. Winning the game on a screen pass and a defensive special teams play last week, it just turned Stoops on. He loves when they can win games like this. Last one for Bill Embody. Tell me if I'm crazy here. If Orgeron's gone, okay, if that were to happen, okay, Ed Orgeron, is Urban Meyer someone that would be worth even bringing up for an LSU job?
I think there's about three threads on our message board right now.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So, that's what I figured, yeah.
The fans are probably going to do that. I would be surprised if that came to fruition, if there was a change made.
Well, you know, I mean, he'll build a steakhouse there, and then you guys can all go party there and see what happens on a Saturday night. I don't know what to tell you, Bill. It'll be a good time. Bill Embody.
Well, hey, they're playing at 11 a.m. lately, so.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we're in Eastern time zone. Central's still the best to watch some of these games. Yeah. It really is. Well, Bill, take care. Enjoy the game on Saturday. We'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much, man.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Bill Embody hanging out with us. Go 24/7. Yeah, I figured. I was looking at a site. Yeah. Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer threads.
Urban Liar. Kinda, how about that?
Yeah, they're popping up.
The LSU athletic department doesn't care.
That's why he was saying, I don't know about that. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's LSU football. They'd be
same
like, yeah.
Same program of Les Miles.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, you guy that won national titles in two different places. Come and coach here, please.
Plus, what's the... is it Muffet? Was it McGraw?
Muffet McGraw.
Who took over the women's basketball. Doesn't Blank hate her?
Hate her, yes.
What's going on
the Notre Dame.
Okay,
she's
I'm
Notre
looking
Dame.
Around.
I'm
no,
not, no, I know you're talking about she took over LSU. I knew she quit Notre Dame.
Yeah, she went to LSU.
Oh, okay. I remember Will Wade and Muffet. Yes, I remember that now.
I don't think it was Muffet. I think it was the Baylor head coach.
Oh, you're right. Kim Mulkey.
Yes, Kim that's Mulkey. Who it was.
Yes, it was Mulkey. It wasn't Muffet.
Was it Mulkey?
Yeah, she took the mask off and threw it into the crowd.
That's it. You're right.
I'm taking this darn thing off. We ain't wearing a mask in the SEC.
Means more.
I ain't doing it. But Blankenbaker does not like Muffet McGraw.
Or Kim Mulkey.
He didn't like Kim Mulkey either? Well, of course.
No, he does not.
They cheated to beat Louisville. Of course not. Yeah, they cheated.
No, she never beat Louisville. No, it's undefeated.
You're right. Yeah, undefeated. Yeah,
Tim Walz has never lost a game here.
Never.
He's wooden Walls.
Wooden Walls.
Of course, John Wooden's overrated as well.
Yeah, I can get with you on that
one. Not as overrated as Dean Smith.
Ooh. Oh, I like that one even better.
Which one angers Issel?
Wow.
Which one angers Issel and Pratt more?
Greer hates that take.
Yes, Greer hates
Greer
that
and
take?
I have yelled and argued over my Dean Smith take.
Why? I mean,
I thought everyone thought Dean Smith was overrated.
Yeah.
No, not Greer. Not
Greer. Bob. Bob,
yeah,
too.
Bob, yeah, man.
I would say...
And Ennis didn't like it either.
Why does Ennis
I'm not
care?
Worried about
yeah.
it.
Why does Ennis
settle
care?
Settle down.
Yeah.
You need to quit bending the knee to everyone around here.
Okay? He is.
Bend the knee to Ennis. Tell Ennis that it's okay. Your Dean Smith take is right.
Yeah, he is overrated.
What do you think Issel and Pratt? You think they're angrier at it's Wooden,
Wooden.
Over
it's Wooden.
Over Dean Smith?
Oh, yeah. I would say Wooden 10 times out of 10 with both those guys. Because Dean Smith is a little, he was more like 80s when he was like doing his best basketball. I think it's when he won his title in the 90s or whatever.
Right. The both titles where Sleepy Floyd threw the ball to Carolina and Chris Webber called a timeout.
He was gifted
two titles.
Yeah, gets the two titles. So that's when he was doing his best. So no, they're all in on John Wooden. They love John Wooden. I could see that.
Well, there you go.
Well, I don't know, though. They could be like Kentucky fans and be like, he ain't as good as Rep.
I can definitely see that too.
Yeah.
I will say Wooden's the greatest.
Today is Rex Chapman's birthday.
Oh, there you go.
You still have him blocked?
I don't have him blocked. I have him muted, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
right.
I do.
You want to say happy birthday to him?
Happy birthday, Rex Chapman.
You want to sing to him?
I don't want to sing to him, but happy birthday, Rex.
Is there a special, he's very liberal, is there a special liberal singing that people do around their birthday?
I don't know. Is there?
Jack, is AOC going to say happy birthday?
Maybe AOC will. Who knows?
I mean,
Pelosi going to shout out Rex.
Sheeple's our resident singer of happy birthday on the show.
Is Pelosi saying happy birthday to Rex?
I don't know.
What
is
about
Biden?
What about Harry Reid? Is it Harry Reid?
Yes, it's Harry Reid.
Is it Harry Carson or Harry
Reid?
Chuck
Schumer?
Is it Chuck Schumer? I thought Harry Reid's a Republican.
Harry Reid.
Look up Harry Reid.
You know what? Jack. Hold on a second. Harry Reid. No, I was thinking of
Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer. I think Harry Reid's a Democrat. I'm pretty sure he is. I know Chuck Schumer is. He's New York.
Jack, if you don't mind, can you text Rex Chapman and see if AOC has reached out to him on his birthday? I would love to know Rex Chapman's number.
You don't?
Let me see
Rex
if I
Chapman,
do.
No.
Oh.
Why would I have his number?
I don't know. You're making inroads.
I mean, I would like to have his number. That'd be great. Harry Reid is a Democrat.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
From where?
from Nevada.
There you
That's right. He's the Nevada Democrat.
He was the Senate Democratic Caucus leader in 2005.
He's real big on the UFOs. Oh, you do have Rex's number. That's how I know Harry Reid. He's a
Look at him right now.
Yeah, text him. Happy birthday.
There's all.
I'm sure you've got numbers.
I was wobbling
Saturday
at a Louisville football game.
Oh, okay.
A few years ago.
Okay.
And I accidentally butt dialed over and over again.
Who?
Kevin Harlan.
Oh, wow. Wow. Kevin Harlan. How about that?
Oh, no.
Wow. I bet he was like, who the
bleep is? We didn't answer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Kevin Harlan. Yeah. There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
Who did? Texter says Bobby V thinks no coach is underrated. Got to protect the brotherhood.
I don't think that's
Texter says the Cowgill tweet has been taken down.
Yep. Yeah, we noticed that. It was very sad. Fred Cowgill probably got a text from the missus saying that was for you only. I don't know why you decided to share that with everybody, but take it down, Fred. I canceled Jeff Ruby's tonight.
Oh, man.
What if she did cancel their anniversary?
People have no idea what you're talking about.
It's been canceled.
Oh, goodness.
Poor Fred. Is his knee okay? Is he out?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
He hasn't been on the Bob lately, so we don't know.
Do you think he'll come on with us? Which liberal does Streeble like more, Rex or Matt? Why don't you pick before we go to break?
I don't want to pick anybody.
Why? Just pick
You got to pick one.
Yeah, it'd be Matt talks to you. Rex Chapman's never talked to you. It'd be him.
There it is. Boom.
There it is.
There it is. And I don't have him muted on Twitter.
I love how he won't say it. You know, that's how he wouldn't put his
name
on it.
Well, I know how it's
perceived. He made me say it for him.
I know how it's perceived. We're like, KSR Streeble, where's your application? You interview with Matt at the KSR bar this weekend. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I know how it goes.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you know how it goes.
I know.
You should.
Well, there
be
it is. Matt Jones.
Did you celebrate with Facebook being gone yesterday? And Jack has a big weekend coming up. We'll talk about it next. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Tuesday. Got you to 6 o'clock.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And then I see you on Instagram post a picture.
Yeah, I did post a picture on Instagram.
Okay,
it's
Kellen looking like a badass, quite frankly.
In his football uniform.
In his football uniform. I don't like it's Floyd Central, but again, you're uppity. And then I dropped my phone. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because I looked at it, then I dropped my phone.
And James Strebel.
Why?
What number is your son?
45. No. Hold on a second.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Who bought who brought the banana bread? You have any idea? Was that Nate's wife? Did you have any of that? You did not have any of that?
I did not know there was banana bread.
It's on the table. I haven't had any, but I saw it. I can't eat it.
Jack, what are you doing? I can't believe that. That's a shocker.
That's an upset.
I know.
You know what that is?
I usually
zone in.
Things in there. Yes. Yeah.
This is 2 days in a row. Strebel yesterday saying he wouldn't crush Kentucky if they lost to LSU, and a big loaf of banana bread sitting out there. The Jacks walked by 302 times
and
today.
Did not see.
It looked good.
And didn't know. Yeah.
I did a little peek.
Myself now.
Well, now you know what you're doing during the break. You're going to go get some of that banana bread. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Whatever you want. Texas says, I don't have ED. My wife doesn't love me. Well, I can't help you with that.
Wow. Well, what a downer.
I mean, there's several marriages where the love has ran out.
Sure. I understand that.
It's
almost like a
business relationship, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like the couples that stay together for the kids. That's a business relationship.
Yeah, I know some people that did that. That well, you know go. Stayed together once the kids
there you go.
Were out and in college or whatever.
And they were out.
They parted ways.
And they parted ways.
Yeah, parted there ways. You
go. So we all know.
Well, that's a sad text though. My wife doesn't.
It's reality. It's reality. Reality check radio.
It is reality.
I don't know what to tell you. 437-9680. A couple different things. Where's my sheet of lies here? It doesn't matter. A couple different things I want to get to here. Number one, Jack has a big weekend. Jack, we'll get to that here in a second. Number two, we need to play some sound.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Number three, I have a hypothetical for Strebel.
Oh, they'll scare
about
me.
About Lexington. A hypothetical.
Okay.
And number four. Well, we'll get to the fantasy football loss here. I got to get to that at some point today. I had a terrible fantasy football loss.
You lost to Lachlan McLean.
Yeah, it wasn't. Guys, we'll get to it here in a second.
Okay.
It wasn't good. It made me sad. I went to bed sad last night.
Did you?
I went to bed sad. that gutless puke, his crappy team beat me by 0.8 of a point.
And that he's
you
in
better
this
believe
league
it.
Somehow.
And I don't
I'm
know,
still confused
I don't,
how
I don't
he's
know,
in this
I don't
league.
Know how he's in the league.
It's all ESPN people and Lock.
But I also got
that's
thinking.
A process production.
Yeah, it's well, process. It
yeah, that's right.
But I also got thinking, could I say something today that could get somebody off of Facebook? Because yesterday was glorious.
Yeah. It was great.
Because I contend. Now, Instagram took a hit, but I don't care. I'll pivot. I can pivot to TikTok.
Right. Okay? There's other things.
Yeah, I can pivot. It's the same thing.
Only videos.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
TikTok might be better.
And TikTok is better.
I'll say it. Yeah.
Yeah. TikTok, I've never. You'll say it. What a moment for Jack. He finally said it on the air.
He stood up.
TikTok's better.
He stood up for something. He stood up for what he believes
yes,
in.
He did. TikTok, damn it, is the best.
And so, something in video form is better than a still picture.
Well, I happen to think that Facebook is the worst thing ever. Like,
yeah.
I think it's the worst.
Yeah.
Not only because it's littered to everybody, and you got creepy family members. The misinformation. Now, I haven't followed this much as I should. And the biggest problem is because every damn article is behind a paywall that I'm not gonna buy the San Francisco Chronicle paywall. No offense.
The Washington Post paywall or whatever it may be.
But there was the whistleblower.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said many things, right?
Yeah, she did. She actually talked to Congress. She testified in front of Congress today.
That you know, Facebook tries to be divisive. They don't care about misinformation.
No, they
drive
it. We
know what happened during elections and stuff. And I hate the medium. And what's crazy about it is Twitter is a cesspool of terribleness, right? It's a cesspool of terribleness.
Negativity and anger.
And TikTok is just poor Jack lusting.
Yeah.
And that's all Strebel does on Instagram. It's just lust. Okay? So that's not good either.
No.
And Twitter is full of terrorists. You know, you used
oh,
to
yeah,
be one
I
on
used
BBN.
To be one. Well, sometimes well, still am.
Sometimes
you, know.
You still fall into that.
Right.
Come out of retirement every once in a while.
Yeah. And it's full of ridiculousness. As well, but Facebook has got to the point to where it's terrible. And here's my biggest problem: it would be a good thing for this show to have a show Facebook. I hate Facebook so much.
You won't do it.
I don't even do it, and it would be a good thing for me to do.
Sure. No, I'm with you.
It would
you.
Be a good thing for us to put on Facebook because I'm not knocking its popularity. I'm saying I think it is the worst medium that has ever been created.
I'm with you. I know you 100% because I'm off of it. I don't like it.
I don't know if it was Barstool Sports, I think it was, that said the internal code
mm-hmm.
for Facebook got erased. And that ended up, I guess, not being true.
No,
okay.
It was like they're saying it was like a scam. Like there was a scam that happened to Facebook, and that's why all their servers got shut down yesterday.
But I was rooting for it to be shut down.
To be gone forever.
I was rooting too. I was rooting for it to be over.
Mark Zuckerberg being all sad and he's a lizard person anyway, so he's a reptilian, so he would be all sad and show no emotion even though he's sad inside. No, I'm with you 100%. I left Facebook for the exact same reasons that you dislike it. It's because everybody's an expert on everything.
No, because they're stupid.
And they're, there's a lot of stupid people on there.
Stupid people.
And I'm like, I'm friends with people that I used to be friends with like a decade or decades ago. And I'm I don't care what you think about anything. Like, I really, politics, healthcare, elections, TV shows, like, music, whatever.
I'm going to stand for the flag. Like, bro, you don't have a job. Just it's
stuff like that. And you look at
it's the worst. It is the worst.
And the thing is, like, you know these people, you know, outside of Facebook, but they betray themselves. And then this is the drama. Like, just people like, my boyfriend is a bad man, or like, my girl cheats on me, and just airing stuff like that out on Facebook.
Save that.
And it's like, bro, I don't need to see your relationship status, like, that you're stepping out on your woman or whatever it is. Like, I don't care.
You know,
it's awful.
You know, the only, and I mean this in all seriousness, the only content that Facebook drives for this show. And he doesn't do it anymore because he's a changed man.
Who's that?
We haven't had a Diener rant in a long time.
No, he hasn't ranted on Facebook.
And that was the only thing. Like, I got to be honest. That was one of the only things.
Yeah, that's
like,
a great Diener, point by you.
Yeah, like last year he called him Satterthorpe.
Satterthorpe, like, on Twitter.
Like that, no, not Facebook, on Twitter, on Facebook.
I'm sorry,
and I'm like, that's great. Now we don't get that. Now that I don't get that, there's no reason.
Plus,
there's no reason for me to be on it. It is an evil entity. And people are addicted to it. It is the number one addiction in this country.
Yeah, at least on Twitter, like, I'm able to funnel things and filter things into what I'm interested in, like sports, and mainly just sports. Like, most of the stuff I follow on Twitter is sports type stuff. And so I'm able to, like, funnel that onto Twitter. But on Facebook, it opens up this whole world. It's like, okay, like, I don't know a lot of people on Twitter, but they at least it's like short. Like, it's just like a tweet here or a tweet there.
Right.
On Facebook, people go on these rants and they start fighting on Facebook. And then they go onto like the WDRB Facebook page and start like posting just crap, just awful, awful things. And you're right. The algorithm is designed, she's alleging, on Facebook is designed to create more misinformation
and
to create more divisiveness. That's because it puts more money in Facebook's pocket. And then the thing with Instagram is that, like, it makes teenage girls feel awful about themselves, and like, suicide rates have gone up because of Instagram and all these things.
How about that?
And they know it. They know all of it, and they don't care. They just don't care. They're evil. It's an evil, like, right, evil entity is a perfect term
for
Facebook. Evil entity.
Mitchell Hannigan has texted us. Don't look at your phone.
Okay.
I don't know if he's listening. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Cardinals must not think they're winning tomorrow night. I don't know what's going on.
He's not very chesty.
He's very busy. No, he's not busy at all, I mean.
Yeah, he's not busy. No,
nothing
chesty.
To do. I know. I have another friend who's a Cardinals fan that has bought tickets to an NLDS game in St. Louis already.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Well, he's going to drive from Indianapolis to St. Louis.
To sell that ticket. to your friend.
I need to ask him that.
So Adam Luckett tweeted the following.
Okay.
There is a Syracuse wide receiver who just entered the transfer portal.
Taj Harris.
Syracuse wide receiver. He's a former mid-3-star recruit from Jersey who has 151 receptions and 2,028 yards and 10 touchdowns in his career. Legit deep ball threat.
Nice.
To which your boy, TJ Walker, the sports talker, said would be massive if the Cats could land him.
The offer's out there.
So your boy Mitch sends this to us and says, take this for your standard Strebel.
If this guy were to pop up on Louisville's, Mitch would be salivating. Salivate. Saturday.
And you would be crushing
Saturday.
Him.
No, that's, I mean, I wouldn't be crushing him.
I mean, the Lord should strike you down right now. Just what an absolute lock-level lie.
Look,
I can't believe you said that.
He's had a decent, like, he's had, like, an okay, like, he's an okay receiver. But what does Kentucky need? Just okay receivers. Somebody. Anybody. Give me somebody other than Wandale.
I think an okay quarterback would be better than, needed more than okay receivers.
I mean, here's Mitch's problem. He's just sad. And he's trying to bring me into his sadness.
Right.
I'm not going there. I'm not good. He has no state. He's like, I Louisville football. Yeah, he's got every excuse in the book for Louisville football. Kentucky football, 5-0, just beat Florida. They bums. Suck. Bums. They suck. Look at your standards, Streeple. It's like, bro, we win. We beat top 10 teams. You can't beat a top 24 team. Get out of my face. Like, I'm not getting into the mud with Mitch today. I've had enough of Mitch. He can stay in St. Louis. I'm done with Mitch today. I'm not doing it.
Texas says, without Facebook, how would we know about all the Little League parents' brawls in Eastern Kentucky?
That's a good point.
Texas says, Facebook is a godsend. Texas, stop posting. If your pea brain can't separate fact from fiction on Facebook, then you're stupid. Oh, no.
It's just annoying.
No, the people on there are stupid.
Yeah, that's why I removed myself.
I want to be honest. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they are preying on the stupid.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What they're doing. It's like, I'm not on Facebook saying, is that real or not? I'm looking at them saying, that's stupid. Like, why are you posting that? That's not true.
Texas says, Jason Entz met his girlfriend on Facebook.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
It could be. I don't know.
Is that true, Jack? Do you have any idea?
He has no idea. I cannot confirm and or deny. I mean, I don't know.
Jack has some inside information. No, there you go. Yeah.
You want me to text Sense and ask him?
He won't tell you. No, I've tried to get information. He won't say anything. He's being very secretive about this.
Texas says, ready to watch this guy run jet sweeps from the Wildcat formation, Streeble.
as long as he can catch a deep ball, that's fine. That's fine.
I thought of you when I'm watching that game on Saturday, and they line up in that Wildcat formation.
I hated it. I was so mad. I was furious. I was so mad.
I don't care if this works or not.
It did work at all. It was like a three-yard loss. I'm like, don't ever throw it the bleep out. Get rid of it.
Well, they can't throw.
They'll get rid of the Wildcat forever.
Because they can't throw anything.
Okay. All right. What, Jack, what's your big weekend?
I am a groomsman in a wedding.
All right, let's talk about it. So what are we doing here?
I'm flying out Thursday morning.
Okay.
I have the tuxedo has already been ready in the place in El Paso to where I need to pick it up.
Okay.
And we're doing a lunch at a taco place on Thursday.
Okay.
Which I was told there would also be drinks, so that's fun. Then a rehearsal dinner at a steakhouse Thursday evening.
Nice.
Wow.
And then we're going across the border into Juarez, Mexico on Thursday night.
Well, Juarez. Yeah. How about that? Oh, watch out.
Does Ted Cruz know?
Yes.
Ted Cruz thing.
It's going to be easy to get back over. I mean,
you have your passport and everything?
I am bringing my passport.
Okay. Yeah, I would recommend you doing that.
They keep saying, you don't need it. I was like, I'm not going across the border without my passport.
I'm not getting stuck.
I'm not taking a chance on that.
You have people in your group that are saying we're going to go over to Mexico and we don't need a passport?
Yeah, they're claiming.
Jack.
People that live in El Paso, apparently they do it all the time. And they're like, oh, yeah, we just use our ID. It's like, I'm not taking that chance, guys.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm bringing my damn passport.
I'm too tender to be stuck. I don't want to be.
If Jack called me, he's like, I'm in a jail in Mexico.
Help, Andy.
Oh, man.
They want $2,000. And they'll let me go.
Yep.
That's what would happen.
Is that what they would want? Would be $2,000?
I've heard so. Like, have you ever watched?
Here we go.
No, have you ever watched these these like Trouble in Paradise where they like go on a bus outside of the resort?
Yeah, but Jack doesn't have Mexican, like cocaine on them.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, they're tourists. So they're tourists. They'll go like on a bus out. They'll like do an excursion outside of the resort. Yeah. And then like the Mexican police will stop the bus. And they'll get on the bus, and they'll be like, everybody needs to give us $100 for us to let the bus go.
Well, so they give them $100.
I know. I'm just saying.
So
like,
Jack had $100. Streeble saw something on A&E one time.
Yeah, it was. It's on A&E.
Yeah, so then the wedding's on Friday, and then there's the big wedding party on Friday night. And then on Saturday, there's some I'm not sure exactly what is it. My buddy's Mexican-American. So there's some traditional Mexican thing that you do the night after the party that he – or after the wedding.
The day after.
Yeah, that he just basically described as a big-ass party.
Hell yeah.
That sounds great. Gonna be 3 days of partying
Yes.
then.
Good for you, Jack.
How about that?
And he's going to make up from losing out on the Las Vegas trip, and he's going to do this Texas/Mexico.
I am not flying Spirit again. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm flying American Airlines, so, and we're not flying through Charlotte. So
there you go.
Texas says Jack's going to get beheaded by a cartel member.
Golly. I was just thinking of maybe a little like extortion.
Texas says, what's the name of the town?
El Paso, Texas. Juarez, Mexico.
Texas says Juarez is known for its trafficking. Biscuit says Sweet Jack is going to be kidnapped by a drug cartel and held for ransom.
Oh, no. Not Jack. No,
he's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine, everybody. He's going to have a good time. This, you know, watch out for the...
Really?
Be careful.
Well said.
Sorry.
Well said.
Are you having any like Mexican tequila? Like,
look out for
legit?
That.
I'm sure I will have some
there
when
you
I'm
go.
There. I mean, I would be disappointed myself if I didn't.
You going to smuggle anything back? What do you think?
You can go to those pharmacies and buy like whatever you want.
You
want
to go to a pharmacy? A
little steroid?
We'll give you some money.
We'll give you a list. Some human growth hormone. HGH.
Yeah, we give the killing.
Yeah, there you go.
My hypothetical for you, this is great, good job.
Yeah.
My hypothetical for you was going to be, you know, all the people like burning bleep in Lexington?
Oh, yeah, couches.
Which is going to happen again if they win on Saturday night.
I mean, 2 weekends in a row, yeah.
What if, like, I don't know if it was the news or it's the Lexington Herald Leader, but you saw, like, Kellen was out there. Like, he went to UK, you know, this is, what, eight years in the future?
Yeah.
8, 9 years, whatever it is, in the future.
He'll be 10, yeah.
Okay,
so, yeah.
There you go. In the future, and he's up there in Lexington, and it's a big win. And, I mean, there's all these, like, photos and video, and Kellen's right in the middle. He's throwing a bottle or something like that. How about that?
I'd be like... I've been there, son. I understand. No criticisms from the old man.
Texas says Jack's going to get mugged in his Christian Watford shirt.
Oh, please wear some IU gear. Please.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking it. I'll take an IU shirt or two.
There you go.
Texas says Big Rig's message to Jack was don't have fun, be afraid and nervous the whole time.
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's have fun. No, he needs to have a good time.
Like
he will have fun.
Like the place Edmonton we're going to, like... the bride's uncle or someone owns a bar like just across the border.
Yes,
so like we're not
fine.
Going like yeah.
Yes.
We'll be fine.
Everyone's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You guys say so, I mean I'm not willing just to say that.
I'm not worried.
I mean, you know, okay.
Yeah. I'm not worried. I think are you with like family or just friends?
Friends and then their family.
Okay. Yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be taken care of.
Yeah.
You'll be taken care of.
What's the lady situation?
Oh, it
this?
Is the lady. That's a great question.
Yeah. I'm not taking a plus one.
So you're open for business.
What I'm saying, what's the scene there? That's what I'm trying to get at. Do you know the bride? Sometimes you don't know her.
I met the bride 2 or 3 times.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, bridesmaid, you know?
Yeah, I haven't met any of the bridesmaids.
Some single ladies at the wedding? Some friends, some cousins?
You just need a good lie. You just need a good lie.
Just tell them, I know Dan Issel.
I don't think so.
In fact, get a little wallet picture of Dan Issel at UK.
Yes, I know this guy.
And say, I know this man.
He's a legend.
That would be a lot easier to do in Kentucky or in Denver than Texas.
He may be big in there. You don't know.
He did have that autograph signing like Albuquerque or something.
There you go.
There we go.
Southwest.
Texas says that veto sounded like a Tasmanian devil. You did.
I know. I didn't know where I was going. I just got caught up in the air.
Texas says watch out for Heisenberg.
Yeah, Heisenberg might be down there. You have no idea where.
No, not at all.
Texas says Hangover Part 4.
What did you just break something?
No, I didn't break anything. I accidentally hit the keyboard to the computer.
It might just break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Texas says the cartel should be afraid of Jack.
Damn right.
What am I?
He is the one who knocks.
Yeah.
Man, that's right on the edge.
What?
Oh, it's a question for you.
Oh.
It's right on the edge.
Oh, okay.
What if Strebel's daughter went to Ohio State?
Urban.
It was in the yeah, urban. Yeah, it was in the urban Meyer bar.
No. 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 I still can't believe that second video. I still cannot believe that second video.
I mean, everyone's killing Herb.
Yeah.
I loved how much football people, did you love this? Football people are like, listen, you go to war with your team, and then you get on the plane with your team, and then you can go hang out with co-eds. But you get on that plane ride back with the team, Herb.
What would Sam Huff have done?
I didn't know. I didn't know that everyone was so passionate about the coach having to be on the plane back.
I know. What the hell?
I really had no idea.
You defend your team.
Yeah, the guy's off.
The football people, they don't like him. I'm like, well, he doesn't like them. They suck. Like, they don't like each other.
Like, Urban's like saying, please fire me. Like, I'll be fired right now. Go ahead. I don't think he'd be upset at all. No, you're right. I mean, he should be watching film. He should be diagnosing the whoever they play's defense next week. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Texas says, I'd submit my body to the cartel before UK.
I don't think UK is like torturing people, but okay, go ahead, make that decision and that choice and see how far that gets you. Go well, submit I mean,
you
yourself
don't,
to
you
the
don't
cartel.
Know. I mean, you know, you don't know.
Don't know what?
Well, you don't know if UK is
Like harming people.
Yeah, I mean you don't know. How do you know? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's on the up and up. I mean, I think you know you talk about a cartel and a university. I mean, those are two very different things.
Is the phrase Texas belt buckle something that can get me in trouble to say on the air?
I've never heard that before.
Okay,
well, you've already said it.
Yeah.
I mean like showing of the Texas belt buckle. Is that a phrase for something else, or is that an actual belt buckle?
Well, I mean, I know they like the big belt buckles in Texas, like the rodeo style belt buckles. Like, I know if you win like a rodeo or whatever, they give you a belt, like a commemorative belt buckle. But I don't know if Texas belt buckle is innuendo for anything. I guess I can look at Urban Dictionary.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, what's the Texas belt buckle? What is it? I didn't. You can't read it?
Oh, man.
Is that something I should mark down?
Oh! Okay. I've not been privy to that.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, no, don't do, yeah, don't
do
that.
That.
Don't,
if someone asks you about that, decline.
Decline. Yeah.
Yeah, decline.
You say, hey, I'm not
into that.
Into that type of thing. I'm a good guy.
I'd submit my body to the to the
One of your buddies ever do that?
Yes, I know. I know what it. Yes, we know what it means.
We found out. We looked it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Internet.
There's another one called a Canadian belt.
Now I gotta know what that is.
Oh man, we'll look it up here in a second.
Justin Trudeau know about it?
Oh my goodness. Let's take a break.
Wow.
I have a what if for Kentucky and Louisville fans. You like that?
I like that.
Let's save
what
the
if.
Show a what Woo. If, not a Texas belt buckle what if, just a simple what if next.